poll, majority say Secret Service and local law enforcement should be investigated after failed Trump assassination attempt. By Hannah Knudsen on July 18, 2024. U.S. Secret Service and local law enforcement should be investigated after the failed assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump, a Harris/Forbes survey found. The survey was taken July 13-15, 2024, and the assassination attempt occurred on July 13. The survey asked respondents which came closer to their view of these two choices. 1. The Secret Service and local law enforcement. Preparedness and response to the shooting of Donald Trump was faulty and should be investigated in detail. 2. The Secret Service and local law enforcement did an admirable job and reacted as fast as possible and with bravery. Most, 55%, chose the first option, asserting that Secret Service and local law enforcement should be investigated. 45% said both entities did an admirable job and reacted as fast as possible with bravery. The survey also asked, did the Secret Service and local law enforcement react as fast as they could to neutralize the threat during the shooting of Donald Trump, or did they hesitate and acted with delay? One-third, 32%, said Secret Service hesitated, while 68% said they reacted quickly. The survey, taken among 1,918 registered, has a +2.2% margin of error and comes amid mounting calls for investigations into Secret Service, as many are perplexed as to how a man with a gun was able to get on a roof roughly 150 yards from the president. Related, defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after assassination attempt. According to reports, a local police counter-sniper team was stationed inside the building that Thomas Crooks, the man identified as the shooter, crawled on top of to take his shots at the president, which resulted in the death of one attendee and injuries to two others outside of Trump, the latter of whom was nicked on his ear by the bullet. The reality gets worse, as reports also indicate that a Beaver County police counter-sniper, inside the building used by the gunman, saw Crooks with a rangefinder, scoping out the rooftop, and had warned a command center about him, as Breitbart News detailed. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle claims no one was on the rooftop in question due to a safety factor of placing an individual on a sloped roof, an explanation many are dismissing as absurd. Representative Jim Jordan, RO, who said the good Lord save Trump, told Breitbart News that investigations are underway. We got three committees. Chairman Comer is going to have Secret Service head Cheadle in on next week is the plan. Mark Green, with Homeland Security, will be looking at this issue as well, he said during an interview at the Republican National Convention. We got a briefing yesterday from the FBI, ranking member Nadler and myself, and you know, we'll see how that all goes. But we're scheduled to have Director Ray, like I said on the call last night. We expect Director Ray to be able to answer some of these key questions. We have Director Ray scheduled for the 24th, so I think that's Wednesday or Thursday next week. So we're going to push, he continued. There's some fundamental question. There's a finite number of buildings that a bad guy could get on top of and do harm. I mean, it's probably not 100 buildings. It's probably 2, 3, 4, 5, and one of those buildings. We had the good guys on, the counter-sniper unit who took out the bad guy. So there's a very small number. And all the experts are like, why weren't those buildings secure? Is it 2 buildings, 3 buildings? Like, why didn't we know? So that's sort of the fundamental question, he said. Watch, Jim Jordan on Trump picking J.D. Vance, investigating Secret Service after assassination attempt. The survey comes as Butler Township Commissioner Edward Natale set the record straight, telling Breitbart News Daily that local police were tasked with traffic control. He also dispelled incorrect reports on the local officer who encountered the shooter on the side of the roof, making it clear that the officer did not retreat.